The Secretary-General of the Africa Continental Free Trade Area Secretariat, Wamkele Mene, said the fair is a platform to ensure there is contact and bridge building.
Business to business, government to business interaction, where the private sector will have an opportunity to improve its knowledge of the integrated market that we are presenting through the AFCFTA. The participants will be in a position after having exhibited to determine new market potential in other parts of the continent, to identify the main needs of the market in Africa, as well as niche markets that are most likely to be successful and to drive implementation of the AFCFTA. For the exhibiting companies, this trade fair is an opportunity for further interaction with buyers and sellers across the African continent.
Mene says by providing a large and attractive market with reduced cross-border barriers, Africans can now undertake larger investment projects on a continental scale rather than a national or regional scale, hereby positioning the continent for investor attractiveness, not only for intra-Africa investment, but for global investors.
In my view, the next wave of investment into African markets should focus on productive sectors of Africa's economy in order to drive the continent's industrial development in the decades to come. In recent economic history, very few previously developing countries have achieved high income status without a strong industrial development path. In this regard, the challenge for us will be to work together to ensure that the industrial development that we desire the AFCFTA to foster is inclusive of all countries in Africa, particularly those countries who today may not have the same industrial capacity as others.
Mene says the AFCFTA has the potential to unlock value chains for investors in key sectors such as pharmaceuticals, automobiles, agro-processing, and financial technology.
In the area of pharmaceuticals, in 2019 alone, our continent imported $15 billion worth of pharmaceutical products. This is an opportunity for us to leverage the AFCFTA, particularly in the area of intellectual property rights, to assert Africa's productive capacity and to ensure that our intellectual property rights are at the service of Africa's public health imperatives, as well as at the service of Africa's industrial development objectives. With the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, as we all know, less than 3% of Africans have been vaccinated. The key question that confronts us is how to reconfigure our intellectual property rights regime under the AFCFTA to boost Africa's capacity to manufacture vaccines, not only for this pandemic, but for future pandemics, and also to manufacture generic drugs to ensure public health in Africa.
While it was launched at the beginning of the year, much work remains to iron out the details of the free trade agreement. But Mene reminded those in attendance that it took the European Union 72 years to reach the level of market integration that it enjoys today.
We know from the experience of the European Union that the journey to market integration is difficult and that it takes time. However, I am encouraged by positive projections that by the year 2035, where we implement this agreement effectively, we stand a chance to contribute $450 billion to Africa's combined GDP, an opportunity to lift 100 million Africans out of abject and moderate poverty, particularly benefiting small medium enterprises and women in trade. These positive projections, of course, will not happen by chance. We as Africans will have to roll up our sleeves, work hard, and ensure that we overcome the challenges. I'm very positive about the prospects of the future of our continent based on the very first steps that we've taken to overcome the challenges of market fragmentation on our continent.
The Inter-African Trade Fair runs until the 21st of November. This is Vicky Stark for VOA News in Cape Town.